Hey, I'm Asura Malor.
I'm Mariani Jacobo.
I'm Leilani Favila.
And I'm Jayla Connor.
And we're all Spartans on the girls' flag football team. Today, we want to talk about our season so far and what's coming up. Do you guys want to talk about our crazy schedule or what?
I mean, yeah, it's packed.
It's actually really packed.
Really packed.
2 games per week and then practice in between our 2 games.
Saturday practice. Saturday morning practice.
Oh,
yeah. It feels like we have no breaks ever.
No, it really doesn't feel like it.
But honestly, like, when it's that early, like, I don't want anyone talking to me. I don't want anyone screaming at me. But, I mean, I guess it's, like, extra work that we do need.
We definitely
need that. As a team, yeah, we definitely
need that. Need that the
we definitely need that. The way this year is really different from last year. I mean, obviously, our schedule last year wasn't as packed, and we went through multiple Valley teams 3 times at least, or at least 4. And this year, it's only twice. And then we went up to San Diego this year, which it was an experience.
We didn't really get to do that last year, so it was new to all of us.
Yeah, it was the games up there were
pretty intense. I mean, I think we did good for the most part, but obviously there was teams that are just gonna be better. But we got like that experience and to learn from everything, really.
I agree.
We have a lot of more games, a lot of new teams, new players, so it's just like a lot of new things to get used to, but I think we're doing a good job at it.
I think we lost a lot of key players from last year. We were pretty good last year, but obviously being the first time ever playing the sport, there was a lot of things that we were missing that we are not missing this year, but honestly, there's still a lot for us to learn for next year. I mean, well, I'm a senior, as like was most of our team. But I could see the sport going really far.
I mean, knowing about them trying to start up a NFL flag football team, I mean, in the future, in 2028, there's going to be something for college.
We're going to be in the Olympics. Flag football's going to be in the Olympics in 4 years.
Oh, my gosh. Can't wait for that.
But also, guys, there are lots of states that are adding the sport to, like, their colleges and like just really enhancing the sport, it being new to everyone. How do you guys feel about that?
I feel good about it. I mean, I got told that there's scouts at our games that are scouting us, which I mean, it's super different because it's like obviously the colleges are still adding the sport into like their programs, and obviously since they want athletes, especially from our valley and from other states and everything. I mean, I think it's a pretty cool experience to know that we're getting looked at.
Mm-hmm. I also think people don't take the sport as serious as they should. You know, I think they see it like a joke because we're girls.
Yeah, I think the boys think it's like so easy, but it's like
it's actually really hard, guys.
It is
just as mentally as it is physically. It's really hard, but. Yeah, I mean, we're ahead of everybody right now. We started earlier than most of the people. And so we have, an advantage to our side. Like, we're getting girls from here in the Valley who are nationally known already, which is, like, great for girls.
It's crazy because we go against them, and it's, like, it gives us a new perspective on the sport, but also, like, it teaches us, like, what skills we also need to know and, like, develop through time.
There are 2 days left for the bell game. It's currently Tuesday, and we have the bell game on Thursday. How do you guys feel about that?
I'm very nervous, but I believe in us, and I trust Mariah.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
I think this year, since it's going to be my first time being in the bell game, actually, and participating in it, I feel like we have a shot. We have a chance. We all just need to work as a team and come together as a team throughout these next 2 days to, like, be there for each other and trust each other within our skills.
I agree. I mean, it's definitely really scary when you get in your head, but I think it's possible. Honestly, the games that we've seen don't, they don't determine anything. Like, really, the scores are all over the place. People win, people lose. And I think we're really capable of winning this game. I mean, if we all put our head into it. And it's my senior year, like I said, and I'm going into this game hungrier than ever. And I just really want to win.
I'm kind of nervous because knowing that we're going to have such a big audience for it too. Like, whenever you bring up, like, Girls Flag, they're like, oh, I haven't gone to a game, but I'm for sure going to Lady Belt. Like, that's what everyone talks about.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like everyone's looking forward to it, even if they're fans of Flag or not. Like, they want to be there and they want to see it. So, like, that's what's...
I've heard some of the football players say that even before their City Champs game, they want to attend it. Like, it's not a small thing. Like, even the football players want to see us, like, succeed. Mm-hmm. Like, they always ask, oh, how are you guys going to do? Like, do you guys think you're going to win? I mean, obviously, we do think about winning, but it's, like, at the end of the day, it's how our skills are shown on the field instead of us talking. It's our actions more than our words.
I agree. I mean, our Bell game is going to be the same day as Boy City Champs. So we're going to have a big crowd towards the end of the game, which is really, I guess, nerve-wracking, but, I mean, this is what we signed up for. We've been wanting to get more recognition, and I just hope that we lock in, put our head in the game. I think we can do this.
I agree. I think we can overall, like, have a good score and a good game. I feel like since it's my senior year as well, it'll go good. Everyone just needs to be on their A game.
Yeah, everyone just needs to, like, do their part. We all need to contribute and do our best.
For the seniors.
Yeah, for the seniors. For Mitch.
Ariane and Jayla, I have a question for you guys. How do you guys feel having to carry on the team next year without, like, the seniors and just everything?
I think it's very scary. But, like, I know me and Ari can do it. Like,
There's pressure, definitely pressure. Sure. Because we have to carry on what you guys started, you know? So it's like... And then the team, like, we have 10 seniors leaving, and juniors, there's only 4 of us. And, like, it's kind of like we, like, shrunk, you know, like, the team, like, from what we started with. So it's, like, scary, but I think the main motivation is going to be to carry on what we started in the first place.
I agree. It's, like, this year, it's, like, it feels so much like family. Mm-hmm. And I feel like next year, like, we have to start, like, a whole new family, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like... scary, but I know we can do this for everyone.
Also, I want to talk about how I wish that this war started my freshman year. Mm-hmm. It started my junior year, which I'm really sad about. I only got 2 years with this sport, but it's a sport that really just I really like it. I don't know, I came really close to it. I just happen to be good at it, and I don't know, like, not being cocky or anything, but I love the attention we get and just everything about it, and I just wish I had more time with it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I wish it started my freshman year, because if it would have started my freshman year, we would have seen the development of, like, us being known. Like, instead of us just being known as in, like, oh, that's a girls team, that's a girls team, like, that's all we're known as of, like, what, last year. Mm-hmm. And, like, I feel like they just think of us as a joke, and we don't take it like that, and we're actually into the game. Like,
yeah,
we take things to a serious level, and obviously, yes, it gets to us mentally, but we go through the same thing all the football players go through. Like, it's our game, and we're going to show, like, every aspect of it. Like, we need to.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. I think that we don't get the recognition we deserve right now, which rightfully so. I mean, we just started. But I can see the sport in 10 years being much bigger. I mean, like, girls soccer has, like, been going really good. Like, the World Cup with everything. We've seen big crowds not even just girls soccer, I mean girls volleyball, girls college volleyball. And just like women in sports are really just growing, and I see this sport going really far in the future. So I'm just really glad that we're part of this now. When it barely like started, I mean, we're technically history, like, you know?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
come on, chat. thank you guys for listening to our podcast. My name is Azul.
I'm Mariani.
I'm Leilani Favila.
And I'm Jayla Connor.
See ya. Bye.